At least 15 shipments of Indian mangoes have been rejected by United States authorities at key entry points due to documentation errors, leading to an estimated loss of around $500,000 for exporters during the peak season. The shipments, which arrived at airports in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Atlanta earlier this month, were denied entry after U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, flagged issues with the PPQ-203 form, a required phytosanitary certificate. Exporters were given two options: either destroy the fruit or bear the cost of sending it back to India. Given the perishable nature of mangoes and the high expense of re-export, all the affected exporters chose to dispose of the consignments within the U.S. The financial loss is estimated at $500,000. Industry players say the setback is especially damaging as the United States is India's most lucrative market for mango exports. According to exporters, the mangoes had undergone mandatory irradiation at a USDA-approved facility in Navi Mumbai on 8 and 9 of May. The treatment is essential to eliminate pests and meet U.S. import norms. However, U.S. officials found discrepancies in the accompanying paperwork. A USDA notice to one exporter cited an incorrectly issued PPQ-203 as the reason for rejection and instructed that the fruit must be re-exported or destroyed. Exporters argue the error lies with the Maharashtra State Agricultural Marketing Board, MASAM, which runs the irradiation center under USDA supervision. The USDA officer only issues the PPQ-203 after the treatment is complete. If something was wrong, why were we cleared for export? Questioned an exporter whose shipment was held at Los Angeles between 9 and 11 May. Another exporter said, "There were no pests found. We are being penalized for mistakes we didn't make." The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, APEDA, which operates under India's Commerce Ministry, acknowledged the problem but directed queries to MASAM, saying it falls under their jurisdiction. MASAM has not commented publicly on the issue. The incident has caused concern within India's horticulture export sector, with stakeholders demanding accountability and clearer communication to prevent future losses.